President Bush's call for the removal of Yasser Arafat as the leader of the Palestinians raises a fundamental question. Who can replace him? We put that question to New York Times correspondent John Kiffner in Jerusalem. Kiffner says the list of potential leaders is a short one.
They fall into three categories. The old guard, what West Bank people refer to as the Tunisians, the people who have been with Arafat for a long time and came back with him for exile and are sort of the crony circle of the Palestinian Authority. And that's people like Mahmoud Abbas, who's known as Abu Mazen, Abu Ala, the economic advisor. And then there is this new generation called the insiders, people in their 40s mostly, who grew up here in the West Bank and whose experience is formed by the First Intifada and by Israeli jails. The sort of most well-known, the one who's shown up well on polls, is Marwan Barghouti, who is the Tanzim leader on the West Bank, who's now in jail in Israel. Certainly one of the people that also is a respected name is Sheikh Yassin, the leader of Hamas, you know, who's just been supposedly put under house arrest, although he's a quadriplegic in a wheelchair, so he doesn't go out very much anyway.
But he is very charismatic and popular.
Right, right, and has, you know, because of his uncompromising stance, is someone who commands a following, and it could be a following that increases as the situation gets worse. You also have the security chiefs, both of whom were at one time very, very close to the CIA and very cooperative in their time, the original time, in the early, say, 1996 period of Oslo, when they both arrested lots and lots of Islamic fundamentalists. So these would be Mohammed Dahlan, who is sort of generally seen as being the potential favorite of the United States, but being the favorite of the United States is no political favor here. He had very good relations with the CIA, as did, for that matter, Jabril Rajoub, the security chief on the West Bank, who's sort of regarded as a potential rival.
Do you see any sort of gathering thinking among Palestinians that there has to be a change in leadership, that in any way might agree with what the Bush administration is saying and people looking for that new leadership?
There is. I mean, there is a really strong feeling on the street against the Palestinian Authority, against Arafat, for corruption, for inefficiency, for lack of producing anything. Bitterness of the failures of Oslo, which just really didn't produce anything for Palestinians after this initial period of hope. I mean, some of us argued that in some sense the current Intifada is not only a revolt against Israel, but it's a revolt against the Palestinian Authority and the old leadership. The difficulty is finding a way in which that can take concrete form. You know, so there are groups of sort of nationalist intellectuals who have been trying to put together a independent political organization. But they're operating in a very chaotic situation without historical structure.
So just in terms of this new leadership that President Bush is calling for, it seems like they've got a pretty short period.
Well, I mean, it's a figment of his imagination, really. I mean,
doesn't exist, you're saying.
Right.
Thanks very much, Mr. Kiffner.
Okay.
John Kiffner is a correspondent for the New York Times. He joined us from Jerusalem.